So what was once considered exotic is now commonplace. When transportation was a lot slower, it was a novelty to eat food products from far corners of the world. Expensive, too. Now you can flip over ordinary products in the produce section of the grocery store and see that quite a few of them have traveled thousands of miles. But there are still farmers and orchardists and ranchers making food here, not very far from our homes and stores. And there's a continuing movement to convince people to take advantage of the proximity. That's the Eat Local movement. It reaches a crescendo in the Rogue Valley with Eat Local Week, the 10th edition of that, September 12th through the 21st, put on by the Rogue Initiative for a Vital Economy, more often just known as Thrive, at buylocalrogue.org. Wendy Saporn is the director of Thrive and our guest on The Exchange once again. Welcome back to The Exchange, Wendy.
Thanks for having me, Jeff.
Tell us a bit about Thrive and its history and what you've been attempting to do over the years.
Sure. Well, Thrive's mission here in Jackson Josephine counties is to create a more sustainable local economy. And we do that in a couple ways, but mostly by connecting people with locally owned businesses and emphasizing the importance of keeping our dollars in the local economy. So both for the economic health of our businesses and then in terms of food for our own health and community well-being.
It seems to focus a lot on food type things, but it is broader than that.
Our mission is broader than that, and we also emphasize the environmental and social sustainability of our member businesses. But Thrive has been working with food businesses for about 12 years, starting with our first Rogue Flavor local food guide back in 2005, and our first farm tour in 2004, and we had an event bringing together the buyers and sellers of local food back in 2004 called Food Connection.
Do you have hard numbers to show the growth of eating local in the Rogue Valley?
Well, we actually don't, but I'm excited about a current project working with SIU Professor Vincent Smith to really measure the amount of food that's grown here and sold through various channels in the area.
Tell us about that project. When has that gotten going yet?
So they've completed their first survey work this past winter, and we're just about ready to hear their results. So I'm looking forward to that this month.
Do you have any idea what the initial?
I don't. Really? I don't. I'm sorry. You'll have to have him on.
All right. Sounds good. We'll make sure we follow up on that with Vincent Smith. So the whole process of convincing people to eat local, is this something that, the Rogue Valley is a place where people do tend to come because it's more of a rural area. They do like that aspect of life about it. But, I mean, have enough of them? I mean, do many of them appreciate the fact that there are places growing food nearby?
Well, yeah, I really don't think about our work as convincing people to buy local. We're reminding them of all the great reasons and making it convenient for them. So, you know, we have twice as many growers markets as we did when we started 10 years ago. We have the Saturday market in Ashland. We have the Saturday market in Medford. And so many more stores are carrying local produce. And that's actually one aspect of our work right now that we're really excited about is I now have a half-time staff person working to connect local growers with area grocery stores, with Shopping Cart in Ashland, Food for Less in Medford, and four of the Ray's stores, as well as the Grants Pass Farmers Market store. And we are identifying produce grown in the Rogue Valley with the Rogue Valley Grown label. And so people will start seeing those in the stores, and it's just a great way for them to know exactly where that food was grown and that they're supporting their neighbors who are farming.
With this part-time staffer you have, I mean, is this person able to do things that the farmers and the orchardists really couldn't do for themselves, in a sense? Because if you're a small person, it sounds like a small operation, it sounds like you really don't have a lot of spare time to do things like hawk your wares to local markets.
It's definitely a lot of work to farm. I can't pretend to know much about it except that, you know, people talk about the 9-to-5 workday and the farmers talk about the 5-to-9 workday. So, yes, I think Thrive's always had that role of being that neutral third party to bring together those buyers and sellers and make it easier. We're working with a local distributor called Organic Produce Warehouse to really look at those connections and how we make transportation and delivery easy for both sides.
We're talking to Wendy Saporn at Thrive, the Rogue Initiative for a Vital Economy, about Eat Local Week, which is padded out just a bit. It's more than a week, September 12th through 21st in the Rogue Valley. Join us on the Jefferson Exchange to talk about eating local and what you've been doing in your own community. 800-838-3760, anywhere in our listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. First of all, why is Eat Local Week so long?
We like to take advantage of two weekends. So it's a week plus the two weekends on either side. So we're going to be kicking it off this year with a farm-to-table dinner at Lark's Restaurant in Medford, and finishing it up on Sunday the 21st with some really great events, including a veggie potluck here in Ashland.
And there are somewhere in the neighborhood of 50 different events, is that right?
We really expanded the number of events. I'm excited about that this year with the addition of a lot of local food tastings and demos in area grocery stores and our farmers markets. For the past year, we've been partnering with Access on their new cooking skills program, which is really helping people have the confidence and know how easy it is to cook with fresh, real food, unprocessed food.
The tastings in stores seems like a bit of a no-brainer. I mean, you're basically any Saturday that you go to the grocery store that I've noticed, you can always find somebody out there offering something, but it usually tends to be a packaged item from outside the area in which the store is located. So, I mean, is this the same sort of thing, it sounds like, doing samples, but samples of local stuff. Is it just something, again, that farmers don't have a chance to do much by themselves?
Right, and we'll have volunteers in the stores handing out recipes. So if people just need a little inspiration of what to cook with tomatoes in September, because tomatoes are our mascot for the week.
Yeah, I can see that. That's right. Yeah, very, very big. Boy, you got tomatoes all over the place. Plus some gourds and things in the poster art we're looking at, too, for Eat Local Week 2014. Harvest season. I mean, this is not an accident that you're having Eat Local Week at the time when a lot of stuff is being pulled in from fields, farms, trees, et cetera, right?
September is a great time of year because we still have all of our summer crops and we're starting to get some of the winter crops as well. So it's pretty much the time in the Rogue Valley where you can get almost anything that that you want, and it's a great time for people to experiment with eating some new things.
The farm-to-table dinner, is all the food locally sourced at this event at Lark's, the kickoff dinner?
I don't have the menu memorized, but Damon Jones there at Lark's does an amazing job of sourcing from our local farmers, including beans and grains and other meats from the region.
So how diverse are the offerings in the Rogue Valley? I mean, it's a climate that it doesn't really get, well, I mean, it gets hot, but it doesn't get terribly cold, and it seems like that would allow it to be home to a whole bunch of different crops.
Well, again, you're getting out sort of my specialty area in terms of agriculture, but certainly it's true. I mean, what's more challenging to grow here are some of the cooler weather, the brassicas and things that like a little bit cooler weather. It gets pretty hot here, which makes it a great region for some of those hot summer crops.
Brassica stuff like broccoli, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Broccoli, cauliflower.
So, run down some of the other events here. What are some of the real highlights that you're most proud of including in this year's Eat Local Week?
Yeah, well, Thrive puts on a couple of events during the week. We have our annual farm tour. We're going to be visiting 5 farms around Jacksonville this year, and excited about a new component that we've added to the farm tours, and we invite a historian on the tour every year, and they tell you a little bit about the history of the agriculture in the area. So we're going to be starting out at Hanley Farm and visiting a pear orchard and Old Stage Farm where they're growing roses, so you'll see a real variety of different farms in the Rogue Valley. So farm tours Sunday, September 14th, and then we're excited to be part of a new festival in downtown Medford called Downtown Art and Sound, and our food truck festival will take place in conjunction with that on the 19th and 20th.
Food truck festival. Oh, please explain.
Sure. Well, sometimes you don't think about food trucks as having the healthiest food, but we have the cream of the crop there, and each one will be offering a local food special in addition to their normal offering. So we'll have about 9 different trucks down on the Commons in Medford, and Friday night and Saturday night, and celebrating local food with all the fun music and art.
So this is, you know, the taco truck and the burger truck and stuff like that?
Not burger. But we have some Chinese food, some I'm going to forget.
But a bunch of different offerings anyway.
Definitely.
Off of the trucks.
We're going to have the Medford Food Co-op there having some wraps, and we're going to have Sultan's Delight, and some of the trucks that you might see at the Growers Market on Saturday as well.
Wendy Siporn again, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange from the Rogue Initiative for a Vital Economy, or Thrive. We're talking about Eat Local Week 2014 coming up September 12th through the 21st in the Rogue Valley. Yes, Eat Local Week is more than just a week. It's actually 10 days, looks like, altogether, if you include that Friday. So all kinds of different events going on. Join us on the Exchange with your comments, questions, your thoughts about eating local. 800-838-3760 around the listening area. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. By email, jx@jeffnet.org. As you talk to farmers, the people you're working with, to try to make sure that they have a local market for their stuff, I mean, are they getting a greater percentage? Are they telling you that a greater percentage of their stuff is getting sold locally than perhaps it used to be?
Well, we're really excited to bring on these four new Raise stores. So if you go to the Raise Market in Talent, Phoenix, Jacksonville, and Central Point, they have devoted a special section to produce grown in the Rogue Valley. And so we are working with area farmers to supply that. And next year, we'll be doing some more planning to make sure that that supply is plentiful and consistent through the year.
So this is a case where Thrive really had a key catalyst kind of role. Tell us about how all that process came together.
Well, actually, we saw that Raise was starting a new local marketing campaign, and we approached them and talked to them about connecting with local vendors. They were sourcing things from more the Northwest and calling it local, and so we were able to connect them with Rogue Valley farmers, and that's why we're really excited about this new label called Rogue Valley Grown, because when you hear the word local, many people use it in very different ways. So we define it as really how far you will go to get to know the source of that food. So that might be 300 miles, it might be 200, but sometimes you see some local and they mean the United States. That's pushing it a little bit.
It could be a really broad definition then for a local. Okay.
Yeah.
But when you're talking about Rogue Valley Grown, so and this, I don't know, we were talking Grants Pass to Ashland, basically?
Yeah, I mean, the two watersheds, and including probably the Illinois Valley as well, because we work on that county basis. But so much of the food that you see in the stores is very anonymous. You don't know where it was grown or under what conditions it was grown. So the Rogue Valley Grown label is a way for people to identify that. And Eat Local Week is really a way for people to connect with the source of their food and really just celebrate that community of that economic community that we're creating here in the Valley.
Did you come up with a fairly eye-catching label for the Rogue Valley Grown?
It's just the words Rogue Valley Grown.
Just the word, okay.
Yeah.
And is it one of the little plastic stickies like you pull off the tomatoes?
The twist ties.
Oh, really? Okay.
Twist ties. We're working on stickers. We'll see if we get there.
All right. Boy, it's a lot of stuff to pull together, I guess. And I'm curious, too, about Eat Local Week at a time when people are probably pretty busy otherwise. I mean, with harvest going on.
Well, there's a variety of different events that people, we mentioned the tasting, so it's easy to just engage in a tasting and sample and a recipe to save for later, all the way up to dinners and classes and, as I said, some of the local food specials at restaurants and different events, the Harvest Festival and Fresh Veggie Jam. But because Local Lucy is our mascot for the week, we're really excited about the great tomato tastings at all the growers' markets. And we'll be doing that in Grants Pass this year for the first time, Saturday the 13th.
Oh, Local Lucy. Now I see the sash on her on the artwork for Eat Local Week. Okay, and then people can see this whole poster at buylocalrogue.org, is that right?
Yes.
All right. So when you talk about specials at restaurants, what kinds of things are you offering here?
Well, all the participating restaurants, again, they offer one menu item at least all through the week that is at least 90% local. And so it's an opportunity for the restaurants that do this all the time to promote that, and it's an opportunity for restaurants that maybe haven't tried it to try something out during the week and see how easy it is or what those challenges might be to source locally during that week.
You've held quite a few events over the years where you're encouraging people to get to know your farmer. I mean, so you really get not just a matter of knowing that the food comes from a local place, but getting to know the people who grow it. And what kinds of relationships have you seen develop there?
Well, through our farm tour, it's a really great opportunity for people to see the practices on the farm and see the work and effort that goes into producing that food and develop those relationships. It's really I don't have a chance to follow up on all of it, but people are able to then look for that produce at the farmer's market or through a CSA, various ways to connect.
The community-supported agriculture, CSAs, are more people getting into those over time, do you know?
I don't have the exact numbers, but what I see happening with the CSAs is them getting much more creative. People might have tried CSAs in the past and been sort of overwhelmed with the amount of produce that they were receiving, and now many of the farms have senior shares or mini shares or shares where you get every other week rather than every week, so they're trying to accommodate different needs.
And essentially it's a pre-order. You just say, I want, you know, X amount of zucchini or X many pounds of tomatoes or something over the course of a certain amount of time.
Well, there's a few hybrids where you get to pick and choose what you receive, but the core of a CSA is really you buy that share ahead of time, and then the farm gives you back whatever is in season and ripe at that time. So it's a pleasant surprise when you get your box every week and see what's fresh and delicious.
All right. I'm looking forward to hearing the results of the survey you talked about with Vincent Smith at Southern Oregon University. It gives you some hard numbers on how much eating local is going on in the Rogue Valley. Eat Local Week 2014 has a number of events September 12th through 21st. You can find them all at buylocalrogue.org, which is the website for Thrive, the Rogue Initiative for a Vital Economy. Wendy Seporin is the director, and she's been our guest. Wendy, good to have you once again.
Thanks, Jeff.
That'll do it for this hour of the Jefferson Exchange. The pop culture critic Chuck Klosterman in hour number two, his latest book, I Wear the Black Hat, coming up.